The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome into the show, everybody. This is the Financial Symphony. Thanks for joining us here today. Mark Killian, your host, alongside some fantastic people from Creative Financial Partners. I'm here with Dan Taverna and Rob Davis, and they serve the Northwestern Ohio area. You can find them at their location here in Perrysburg, as well as all around the Toledo area. And to reach out to them, it's easy to do. Just give them a call at 800-373-9715. That's your number to call. 800-373-9715 to get in touch with these fine gentlemen and get yourself on the calendar to come in for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation about your specific financial situation. And guys, welcome into the show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We've got some good content lined up for folks today. I know that we've got a guest coming on a little later. I know, Dan, you're going to interview a local business owner and friend of the show, as well as Rob. We're going to turn the tables and let Rob interview Dan a little bit as well. But before we dive into all that, let's knock out some unasked questions, that some things that we kind of poll some people and figure out questions that you don't often remember to ask. I think lots of folks out there have questions about their retirement, of course, but most people think about some things, and they don't necessarily think about these. They don't know what to ask. So we're going to give them a few things to kind of ponder, if you will. And I'll dive right in with this first one. How much are my tax-deferred savings going to cost me in taxes?
Yeah, this is a big one. I actually don't get this question as much as I should. But one of the things that people take for granted is they see their balance in their accounts, and they think of that dollar as a dollar. And so many times we will get somebody that comes back to us and they're like, hey, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and pay off the truck. And we're like, all right, well, how much do you owe on the truck? Well, we only owe $38,000. Okay, but what you need to know is that to get a net of $38,000, we're going to have to take an awful lot more than $38,000. And so we don't know necessarily, when we're speaking to just the collective whole on the radio, you know, what tax bracket you're in, but you have to keep in mind your current tax bracket. You have to keep in mind that this money that you're taking out of retirement accounts are going to build or layer on top of your other ordinary income. And so when you're taking a distribution from IRA money, you're going to pay Uncle Sugar. Regardless of what else happens on the planet, you're going to pay Uncle Sugar. And that's my new term that I stole from one of my clients, Jim, for what Uncle Sam is now Uncle Sugar in my vocabulary.
Okay. So. Yeah, he wants his money. He doesn't wait.
He's going to get his cut. That's just how it works.
Well, what about, I'll throw this one over to you, Rob. What about another unasked question that comes up, or should be coming up, and that's, how much can I withdraw from my savings each year?
Yeah, that's a big one. And like Dan says, this doesn't come up very often. And I think a lot of times it's people focusing on the wrong things. A lot of folks are real hung up on what the stock market's going to do, or how much money they have in their retirement account, or what their rate of return was last year, or all these things. But when you get down to retirement, you really have to shift your way of thinking. You're not in the accumulation phase anymore. And if you're not there yet, you're going to be pretty close to it, and that's the distribution phase. So retirement is kind of the flip of the switch from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase. And things that are a lot more important in the distribution phase are things like how much I can withdraw from my savings. In other words, how much income can I expect to have off of this savings account, this IRA, this 401k, all the stuff you've been doing and probably doing it the right way all these years. All of a sudden you get to a point and all the things you used to be worried about shouldn't be on the top of your mind anymore. They're all still important, but what's really important is, A, how much income can I get off of this stuff, and B, how long is it going to last? And so those are the most important things. And it's difficult because you've been saving and putting things away and looking at rates of return and all this stuff all these years, and you still have to keep your eye on that stuff, but it's really a focus and a shift in your focus.
Yeah, because it's certainly all about income when we get to that point, that's for sure. I know we've said many times that if you don't have an income plan as part of your retirement plan, well, you don't really have a retirement plan, so you've got to make sure you know where that income's coming from. We're talking with Rob Davis and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners here on the Financial Symphony. 800-373-9715, that's your number to call. And we're talking about the unasked questions, things that folks maybe should be asking their advisor that, you know, they're just not sure about, maybe they're scared to, maybe they just don't know to ask. What about this one, guys? Should I still have life insurance once I'm retired?
Well, I always said that there's only two reasons that people have life insurance. They either owe somebody or they love somebody. And I stick to those two reasons, but I'm going to put like a little asterisk next to it. Like with the newer life insurance policies, they've got multi-purpose. They're a hybrid policy. So we have an awful lot of clients that are going through this retirement planning, and their biggest what if is what they're seeing happen with their parents or with their aunts and uncles, or maybe their friends are having this issue with their parents, where they're having to get some kind of long-term care. So long-term care at their home or long-term care in a facility. And so with these newer versions of life insurance that actually have the hybrid capacity of being able to help pay for some of these things, we've become experts in putting more and more of the best kinds of life insurance in our clients' portfolios. I'll tell you that we're never fans, really, of paying for life insurance in retirement. So we want to make sure that things are working to the best of the ability, make sure everything is happening with a purpose. But I can't say to any one particular person if they should or shouldn't have, but I can tell you this, it's definitely something we're talking about, and we're doing more life insurance on 60-some-year-olds now than I'm doing probably on 30-year-olds.
Okay, so it's a question worth asking, then. It's, you know, you the answer could be varied depending on each situation, right, because everybody is so specific and so unique, but it's certainly a question worth asking, should you have life insurance once you're retired. And we're talking about unasked questions here on the show. What about medical coverage? What kind of medical coverage might I need over and above Medicare? Should be asking that as well.
For some folks, this question of medical coverage, be it Medicare or health insurance or any of those questions, that's one of the biggest things people have to worry about now, because there's just not the security, I suppose, as there was back when everyone got pensions and health care from their employers for the rest of their life. So there's a lot of questions that are involved in health care. When do you turn on Medicare? Well, that's kind of an easy question to answer, but there's a lot of things that go along with that. Medicare doesn't cover everything. You've got, you know, a lot of folks need and it's good to have supplements. And so, you know, we've got the Medicare supplement to throw in there. You've got the employee coverage. You've got maybe spousal coverage working in your favor, maybe not. And you've also got, you know, prescription drugs. And a lot of folks are on some prescription drugs, and that can be a big factor. But the main thing is this has to be factored into your financial plan, just like a lot of other things. The health insurance and the medical coverage is just as important as income planning and planning for Social Security and legacy planning and all that stuff, because it's a huge deal. The other thing that's a huge deal is long-term care, because Medicare isn't going to step in and pay for long-term care if something happens and you need to go to a facility for a long period of time, or you need help in your home for a long period of time, or your spouse does. So the healthcare thing's a huge deal. We spend a lot of time on it. We have someone in the office that pretty much full-time does nothing but health insurance and Medicare supplements and that sort of thing. And to be able to come in, sit down and have a talk with us and use the resources we have here in your planning is a big benefit of calling in and at least having a meeting with us.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we have our team philosophy of having so many experts in different areas. This is definitely one of the key ones that people find an awful lot of value in.
Yeah, because healthcare costs are not going to go down anytime soon. At least it doesn't seem to be, right? They're going to continue to rise. So you got to make sure that you're planning for it and make sure you're prepared for it. As Rob said, they have, you know, someone there who can just works on this all the time. Reach out to them at 800-373-9715 to come in, sit down, have a consultation and find out what kind of needs, what kind of coverage, what kind of things you need to be looking at as you get prepared and set for retirement. There's no cost, no obligation for the initial consultation. 800-373-9715. 800-516-9715. And guys, the final one here on our unasked questions is, how much am I really paying in fees and commissions?
I can tell you that almost nobody ever knows. If I were to ask that question to our clients that are as they're coming in and they're just kind of shopping around and evaluating. I mean, we've got so many people and they might have their 401k statements or they have their IRA statements or, you know, CDs at the bank, whatever it is, they very seldom do they have a true understanding of all the moving parts. And to be very honest with you, it's an extremely complicated element. And there's a lot of different layers to the onion, and we walk through and give that transparency to our clients so that they really understand where they're at, what they're paying for, why they're paying for it, and we're going to lay out some options. So we're licensed to do things an awful lot of different ways. And it's one of the reasons that we set our office apart in the way that we did. So when we started Creative Financial Partners 12 years ago, it was with the idea that we'd have a client first philosophy, that we'd have the flexibility to be able to choose the companies we want to work with and not feel like we're having somebody tell us the way we have to do things. So that client first philosophy has taken us from having just four of us to now we have 20 some advisors. We have an additional staff for those advisors. And frankly, we're busting at the seams from our office here in Perrysburg, Ohio. But we'd love to have you come in. There's nothing that's ever going to happen, though, unless you pick up the phone and make that call. That's why we do this radio show, is really to have the outreach so that our friends and neighbors that need the help that so many people need, that they have the opportunity to be able to reach out to us and that we can look at things. It's a very laid-back process. It's not one where you need to bring your checkbook. So many of our first appointments are just getting to know somebody. Oftentimes, somebody will have one or two things that maybe have been bothering them. They bought something a while back from their brother-in-law who used to be in the business or whatever it is, but here they are, fast forward, and they'd like to know that everything that they're doing is done with a purpose. So if you're one of those folks, give us a call.
All right, folks, here's your number to call, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. If you've got some of these unasked questions, questions you would like to ask the team to find out these answers to, take advantage of Dan's great offer to come in and sit down and talk with him and get some things resolved. It's a great opportunity to just reach out and find out if you are on the right track. 800-373-9715 to come in and sit down with Dan DiVerna, Rob Davis, and the team at Creative Financial Partners. Stick around. There is more Financial Symphony on the other side.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician, Mark Lloyd, with Ron Stutz.
Well, here on the Financial Symphony, Mark Lloyd and I are talking about all kinds of interesting things in regards to an orchestra. Ron Stutz here, always so much fun to do this with Mark. And Mark, of course, being a musician and a financial maestro as well. So this is all right up your alley, Mark. I just can't wait to hear how you're going to swing your baton this time or direct your baton in front of the orchestra. The way that an orchestra is divided into separate sections is a lot like the way that your retirement plan can be divided into different sections. An orchestra has four different sections: strings, percussion, woodwinds, and brass. And I know you said that back when you were playing in an orchestra, back in school, you were in the percussion section.
Yeah. Snare drum. Now, I did have to play the marimba and the bells every once in a while because I had to play the piano. And that's the same thing as a piano keyboard if you're looking at a bells or marimba.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I played all that stuff. Timpanis, you name it. I played the big timbales and the marching band. I mean, I was sitting there just banging away. And I play the piano like a drummer right now.
No, really? But now, if you had to divide somebody's money into different sections, someone that you were working with on their retirement planning, what would those sections be?
We talk about that on the show every week. It's important to have different buckets of money. We need to have a rainy day bucket. Right? Mm-hmm. We need to be able to get cash when we need it, in order to be able to, you know, pay for a miscellaneous expense. It could be maybe the refrigerator went out and we want to pay cash for that, or it might even be a car. We want to make sure we have enough to pay for a car. And you know, a lot of people leverage and they get that zero interest for 5 years. That's great. But if you want to pay cash and not have a bill, I mean, you need to have that money sitting in cash to be able to get to. I usually say you need to have a minimum of 3 to 6 months of whatever your lifestyle expenses are, you know, to be in rainy day. Anything above and beyond that, you're probably losing money safely because it's not earning enough interest to keep up with inflation. You need to have the rest of that invested somewhere where it could even be low risk, but where you can get to it if you need to. But a rainy day bucket of money is critical. But you also need a growth bucket, because we talk about longevity risk or outliving the money. We talk about how it's important to make sure we have enough money 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, because retirement, we're not just going to sit around and do nothing. Matter of fact, we encourage you to enjoy your retirement and spend some money. And we are helping our clients spend a little bit more on the front end so that we, you know, we want to make sure we have enough to cover them in the back end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have a diversified growth bucket that is still invested in the market. I'm not going to draw income from it. I'm using it down the road. I'm layering my risk. I'm putting more risk in that diversified growth bucket. But I also have to have another section like an orchestra would have. I need to have an income-driven section. I need to have those holdings in there that it's all about creating income, interest, and dividends. Oh, I can collect a check every month. I don't have to sell anything. Market goes up, we get some extra growth. Market goes down, I'm not selling it while it's you know, down. The worst thing we could ever do, folks, is sell a mutual fund, sell a stock, sell a ETFs, I don't care what it is. Sell it while it's down. You've lost, you've taken a loss you'll never get back. But if you didn't have to sell it, you just lived off the interest and dividends. That's an income-driven bucket. It needs to be part of your portfolio. But more importantly, we need to manage the risk. You don't need to go crazy risk during retirement. So I like something like a protected income. I call that my safe bucket, the bucket where I don't have to worry about any kind of risk, but I can draw income from that every month. And if the market goes up, I'm capturing my gains in that protected income bucket. But when the market goes down, I'm not losing anything. That's having my cake and eat it too. Can I explain that each one of those buckets has a purpose? Just like in an orchestra, each section has a purpose. And it's not designed to be one section, one style of investing. It's designed to work in harmony. So how do we know if you've got that kind of diversification in your portfolio? Maybe you think you do and you don't, or maybe you know right now, heck, I don't have any of that kind of diversification. I need to learn about what he's talking about. Well, it's real simple. You just call us, give us a call, set up an appointment, and take advantage of a complimentary consultation to help get yourself on solid footing. Ron, tell us how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony Maestro a bit better.
Well, it's getting to know you time right here on the Financial Symphony. And this is that fun part of the show where we step away from the financial chatter for a moment or two and ask some off the wall and sometimes good questions of the guys at Creative Financial Partners. And of course, I'm here with Dan and Rob, and I'm going to take it easy on you guys this week. It's not going to be anything crazy like what animal could you be, or, you know, if you were swinging in a swing, how far would you go? Something like that. It'll make it easy. Tell us about your parents. What did your parents do? Did they help get you into this business?
I'll start with that one. You know, my parents did not get me into this business. My mom was a hairdresser.
Okay.
She started out as a hairdresser and then decided when we were all kids that she wanted to go back to school and become a teacher. So when I was younger, I didn't know how difficult that would be. But gosh, three kids going back to school, switching your career and the whole bit. So she did that. And she's still a preschool teacher to this day, back in my hometown of St. Henry, Ohio. And my dad was was an entrepreneur. He started a business in Lima, Ohio, and he was actually in the water business and said, you know, no matter how good or bad the economy is, people still need water. So I learned a little bit of an economics lesson even early from him, but got my business sense and my business spirit from my dad.
Well, okay, yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, actually, in a way, she did influence you because a lot of what you do is education, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, is kind of taking this stuff that seems to be kind of complex and scary and hard to understand and just making it easy to understand and making sure everyone gets it and making everything look nice and fit together, and that's a big part of what we do.
All right, and what about you, boss man, Mr. Dan?
So, yeah, my dad's a welder, and I reference it a lot because I feel like the work ethic that I have been around my entire life made me kind of what I am today. But we grew up in Pemberville, and my dad's a welder. He's owned his own business. He's worked for companies. I've seen him, you know, as a grinder for years and years. My mom was an assistant, and she worked for the church for years, and she worked an optician and for a vet. And so she had some different jobs and stuff. But what I value the most about kind of the way I was raised is I really appreciated watching somebody work hard and watching like the progress of what that put them through. And so one of the interesting elements that I don't love to relive is the fact that myself and my two brothers were actually have almost no mechanically inclinedness at all. And so it was difficult for us to kind of bump into and bump around our entire family having this ability to fix things and work on things. And for us to be in a situation where we were not able to be successful in that area, but then as we found our areas that we could be successful in, it just really, really made it way more valuable. So I really appreciate, you know, the job I have now a lot more, and a lot of those thanks go to the way I was raised with my parents and grandparents and all that.
Well, parents certainly play a crucial and integral part in all of our lives, and so it's always good to take a step back and find out and remember some of the lessons that they taught us. And that's our getting to know you this week, folks, here on the Financial Symphony. Just a little insight into the personalities of both Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. If you'd like to reach out to them, please call at any time throughout the show. You don't have to wait till the end. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Stay tuned. There is more Financial Symphony on the other side.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, striking the right chords in your financial plan.
Well, we're moving along nicely here on the Financial Symphony. Thanks for staying tuned in with us today. We certainly appreciate it. Mark Killian here alongside Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715, that's your number to call. 800-373-9715 to get in touch with the guys and come in for a consultation. 800-373-9715, that is your number to call. Well, guys, it's request line time, and that's one of my favorite parts of the show. We get to get some questions in from around the area and see if we can help some folks out with some ideas and some thoughts and some wisdoms, if you will. So let's dive in and see if we can help some folks. Our first one here is from Reggie in Perrysburg. And Reggie says, hey, guys, I have 15 rental properties, all paid for, by the way, but I don't have very much money in other types of investments. I love the income that I'm currently getting from these properties, but I am wondering if I should sell one of them so I can invest in a different asset.
Mark, I'll take that one. Sure. Reggie, this is Rob. I work with a lot of clients that have other assets other than just investments, investable assets. So these are things like rental properties or even, you know, vacation homes or second homes or that sort of thing. And they're all part of the individuality of everyone. And a lot of people that invest in this town in real estate do have rental properties. Right now, the rental market seems to be doing, you know, very well. Will it be that way forever? Who knows? But rental properties can kick off a lot of cash. And, you know, as we're talking about income planning and we're talking about retirement planning, income's a big deal. And so the income that real estate kicks off can be very helpful in your retirement plan. I will also tell you, I've got a number of clients with rental properties that are 65, 70 years old that although they like the income, they don't like getting phone calls at 3 a.m. because the toilet upstairs overflowed or the roof blew off or something like that. So, you know, there's definitely a good and a bad with owning real estate, whether it be locally here or other places. So it's definitely a personal thing, but just know if you're asking yourself the question, gosh, maybe I should look at diversifying a little bit, or maybe this is too much in one thing or one asset class, that's probably a sign that you should at least come on in and we can talk to you about that. We're, you know, I'm certainly not going to tell you to sell anything, especially not knowing your exact situation, Reggie, but I can tell you that we'll take a look at it. We'll give you some options. And a lot of times there's ways to transition real estate from actually owning the real estate and fixing the roof and being the maintenance man into some managed, some real estate trust and that sort of thing, that you still have some real estate exposure, but you're not, you know, you're not the one taking the phone calls. So there's a number of options available to you, and if they're done right, they can be done with very minimal tax consequences, which is going to be an issue for anyone that owns real estate.
Yeah, great question, Reggie. We certainly appreciate it. And as Rob said, if you're asking yourself that question already, it's certainly something you want to take at least a little bit of time to dive in further and find out if you need to do something. And as he said, he really was not going to advise you one way or the other over the air. So best thing to do is come in, sit down, and just have a conversation and really lay it all out there. And you guys can come up with a strategy that's going to really work for you. 800-373-9715. That's your number to call. 800-373-9715. Or for anybody out there who has some questions and would like to get in touch with Dan and Rob. All right, we've got another one here from Jane in Oregon. And Jane says, I've heard that my long-term care insurance premiums may be going up. Are they allowed to do that?
They are very allowed to do that, unfortunately. And we used to use a lot of long-term care in setting up our clients for some of those what-ifs. And we have seen systematically, we've kind of seen some of these insurance carriers go back and they solicit and ask for permission, and they have to have all the supporting data. But the truth is that if you know anybody that needs long-term care and you know how much they're paying for, it is extremely expensive. And so these insurers who are on the hook for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for these long-term care claims are going back and saying, hey, this isn't just not a profitable situation, but this is a situation where it could drive them out of business. And many, many insurance companies have gone away from the long-term care business. And so there's very few opportunities now for you to even buy long-term care without paying an extremely high premium for it. So if you have a policy, I would just kind of bake that into the cake as the fact that you would expect at some point to have your premiums raised. And I'm sure that's not the way it was set up when you bought it or what you were thinking, and you didn't map it out for that to happen. But unfortunately, that's kind of the scenario with the high demand. You know, one of the two people that you are looking at right now are going to need it. You know, and in my case with Rob here, I'm thinking it's Rob and he's thinking it's me. And it's not very funny, but the truth is that's the kind of ratio is we're now over 50% of us that are going to need that kind of care.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's certainly something that you want to make sure that you're covering all your bases on, because as Dan said, the numbers, the odds are going up that it is, you know, one in two people are going to need long-term care. So reach out to them. Jane, we certainly appreciate that question. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Keep listening to the show, and we certainly appreciate the question. And we have one more here, guys. We got time for one more from Ricky in Toledo. And he says, hey, guys, I think we have another 4 to 5 good years of this current stock market growth. Would you agree?
I'd love to agree. You know, certainly that's the fun thing to do is just assume it's always going to go up. But, you know, what I can tell you is, you know, I suppose we're cautiously optimistic if I had to put a phrase on it. But the big thing is if you're looking out and you're just thinking, gosh, it seems like the market should have 4 or 5 more years, just know that it's been a little while since we've had a really, really bad year. And it's easy to forget about those after they've been so long. But we haven't had a really bad year in a while. So if you look out historically, you know, I guess we're due for one if you want to look at odds and that sort of thing. But really the most important thing is, you know, we can certainly make predictions or show probabilities on things. The biggest deal in your life, though, should be getting a plan together and putting something in place where if we have 4 or 5 good years left of this market, that's great. If we don't, we don't have to have that affect your lifestyle. So if you're saving for retirement or if you're in retirement or if you're almost in retirement, you know, there's no substitute for a good plan, sticking to the plan and making sure no matter what happens in the whole wide world, that you're protected and that your lifestyle is not going to change because of a good 4 years or a bad 4 years. So what I would encourage you to do is call the 800 number, come into the office, and briefly what you're going to get when you call that number is a pretty low-pressure deal. We're not going to try to sell you anything. We're not going to try to force you into anything you're uncomfortable with, and we're certainly not going to ask you to write us a check. I think the biggest thing to understand is the first step is making the phone call. That's the hardest part, but after you make the phone call, we kind of take it from there. You can come into the office. We'll schedule you for an appointment in the next week or two. It's like I said, it's no pressure. You can bring whatever you want to bring. We'll give you a list of things that might be helpful, but really it's just a getting to know you segment for us and you to learn each other and learn a little bit more about each other and talk about some goals and talk about some problems and talk about some questions. And then if we decide it's a good fit, we can move forward, but we certainly don't expect to do that. In worst case scenario, you're going to walk out of here with a couple of new ideas that maybe you haven't thought of that you can bring back to your advisor or bring back to your family and say, hey, I picked up a few good ideas and it was definitely worth my time. So I would encourage you at no cost to call that number, leave your information. We'll get back in touch with you and we'd love to have you come in.
All right. Here's your number to call, 800-373-9715. It's 800-373-9715. We certainly appreciate the questions this week from Reggie, Jane, Ricky, and anybody out there listening who would like to reach out to the team at Creative Financial Partners. Again, it's very easy to do, no cost, no obligation, very low pressure. 800-373-9715 to just come in and find out if you've got your financial house in order with the team from Creative Financial Partners. Again, 800-373-9715. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. There is more Financial Symphony on the other side. We'll be right back.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony, probably.
We're back. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Mark Killian here alongside Dan DiVerna, Rob Davis, the team from Creative Financial Partners, serving Perrysburg and the Toledo area. If you'd like to reach out to them, it's easy to do, 800-373-9715. That's your number to call to talk with the team at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715, really anywhere in northwestern Ohio. They can certainly help you out, get you on the calendar, come in, sit down, have a consultation, and talk about your unique financial situation. And it's time for our insight of the week, and this is where I get to take a little break and turn it over to Rob and let Rob do some interviewing of his own. So what we got on tap for today, Rob?
Hey, thanks, Mark. Today, we're going to talk about pensions and pension options today. And kind of our reason we do this segment is because there seems to be times, and I don't know if it's a time of the year or just in general, where we get a lot of the same questions that come up in the office. And lately, we've been getting a lot of questions about pension options. So there's, you know, there's a lot of folks that still have pensions. And there's a lot of people that are retiring and that are going to be retiring that still have pension decisions to make. And although maybe the younger and the newer employees are never going to have to deal with these things, the fact remains, especially in Toledo, we've got a lot of folks with pensions. And what comes with pensions are options. And you may or may not even be prepared to deal with these options, but at some point, your employer is going to send you a list, and Dan, I know we're all real familiar with these lists, but it's a little surprising. All of a sudden, you get a list from your employer, and you're supposed to pick out which pension option you need. So kind of go through with me kind of what some of those options are, and we can speak in general because, gosh, every pension seems to be a little bit different. But what are some of those options, and kind of what do those options mean?
So one of the things that we get when somebody first comes in is they've always been talking to other people they work with. And so they're saying, hey, yeah, I know we're supposed to get, I'm going to get a $2,000 a month pension. And that's great. But then when they get the list of the laundry list of all the options and what that means, I mean, it might mean $2,000, but if they die, their spouse gets nothing. Or they get the step down of $1,500, but if they die, their spouse gets that $1,500. Or maybe there's that happy medium that says, hey, you can get $1,700, but if something happens to you, your spouse gets half of that. Or if your spouse dies first, there's a pop-up provision. There's all these moving parts. And so to be able to kind of refine and bring this down and have all the numbers make sense and kind of apply the math is one element. Another thing is you're taking into consideration some pretty big assumptions here. I mean, we've got the typical situation of maybe a wife outliving her husband, but there's so many times where that doesn't happen. And there's so many times where there's, whether it's through divorce or through a widow or widower, that we have people that are single and they're looking at decisions. And so it might seem like a simpler decision for them in the sense of they're not going to have an option to continue to their spouse, but maybe there's a lump sum option available. So the pension company says, we will give you that $2,000 a month for as long as you live. Or, oh, by the way, the other option would be that we'll write you a check, one-time check for X amount. And so we go through this program and walk through these situations. I mean, I would say weekly, but even more, way more than weekly, with people to kind of walk through their personal situation. I mean, one of the biggest problems that I would say with the pensions are on the problem side is that if something happens to me and my wife and I have a pension, like that money just gets absorbed back into that pension account. And so my other beneficiaries didn't get to reap any of the rewards of me working for as long as I did. On the other hand, what's the best thing about the pension, Rob, is, it's money you can't outlive, and that feels pretty good.
Yeah, so the income that the pension kicks off is certainly something we plan for, but, everyone's situation is so unique, there's a lot of other things. Maybe the one spouse has a pension and the other spouse has a pension with a lump sum option that the first spouse didn't, or maybe that income is already covered through other ways, and a lump sum might make sense for some people. And maybe not make sense for other people, but all your situations that you're in, families, kids, spouse, age, even health play into this because the pension system is going to give you the standard options. They're not going to sit down with you and talk about what your long-term goal is. They're not going to talk to you about what else you have going on, Social Security, other income, rental houses. We talked about that earlier. All of that stuff plays into retirement income. And the pension, for a lot of people, is one of the few sources, but other folks have a lot of other sources. And so one of the things that we do here is a very thorough fact-finding process, and we want to make sure that we can, help guide you to the right situation for you, not just the standard answer. The other thing, and Dan kind of touched on it, was, pensions a lot of times end with either the person that got the pension or the person's spouse, but there are some options potentially to maximize pensions for future generations and to use them for legacy planning. Can you talk a little bit about that, Dan?
Yeah, we use the out in the private pension market. There's a lot of companies that they know where the money's at, frankly, and the baby boomers and that generation, and they're all worried about the same thing. They're a little less worried about getting that home run and that huge rate of return, but they become more and more aware of making sure that they don't outlive their money and that they are not a burden on their kids. And so by shopping that market out there and being able to find what one situation is best for that one client, it's one of my favorite things is to be able to come back, because no single plan is going to look like another plan. Everybody's different. It's one of the unique things that we have here, and it's one of the things I love the most is that we get to go out and build these things kind of from scratch for each client depending upon what's important to them. And so it's a lot of fun to do that. We would love to do it for you. If there's an opportunity for us to meet, it's going to be put on you right now that you would just take that time, kind of make that bold move, if you will, pick up the phone and give us a call and understand that as laid back as we sound on the radio, we're every bit that laid back in person. And we'd love to just talk to you and walk you through. It's part of our kind of client outreach and community outreach to try to give the opportunity to all the people that have the questions and that have the, kind of some of the what ifs that they'd like to get answered. You know, we have an awful lot of clients that have come to us by the way of, you know, like stockbrokers or other types of investments. They've had 401ks and all these different plans and retirement plans. And we're the guys that they come to at the end when everything has to stay on track. You say, geez, we're kind of at the, I call it the Dan don't screw it up phase. And I joke about it. My clients kind of giggle. But the truth is that this is a really important thing. The spot where we don't have the time anymore to have any more hiccups or any more screw ups. And so we take this job very, very serious. And we'd love to help you in any way we can, whether that's by you becoming a client or maybe we just give you some information, you take that back to your financial advisor, and you're able to have some insight into your particular situation that way. So pick up the phone and give us a call.
All right, folks, here's your number to call, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. And again, this has been our Insight of the Week with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And as Dan said, if you're looking for a chance to sit down and find out if you're on the right track for retirement, to get your financial house in order, make sure you go ahead and pick up the phone. Nothing happens until you call. They can't do anything for you until they get a chance to know you. And so that kind of falls on your end to just reach out to them, give them a call, come in, sit down, have a conversation. 800-373-9715. It's 800-373-9715. There is no cost and no obligation. Stick around. There is more Financial Symphony after this.
It's time for another musical connection where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Bron Stutz.
Well, here on the Financial Symphony, it is all about a symphony. Of course, it's a financial symphony rather than a musical symphony, but there are lots of parallels. And Mark Lloyd is so good at explaining all that and helping us get through that comparison. Mark, I was just wondering today, how is a symphony that you might see an orchestra? If you go to a show or something, you might see an orchestra on stage. How is a symphony like a good retirement plan?
Oh, that's easy. You know, back when I was in concert band in high school, I mean, you literally have different pieces, different, we call them sections. Mm-hmm. You had the woodwind section. You had the brass section. You had the, even the guy with the tuba section. I mean, you know, you had the tuba section. Now, of course, I played in the percussion section. I was in the cool part of the orchestra.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
But, you know, we all had to work harmoniously. If the music said that we needed to be soft, we all had to play soft. If the music said triple forte, we had to play real loud, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we all had to be in tune. Each instrument makes a unique sound, just as different tools in your portfolio has different strengths, right?
And the way it all comes together is the sum is much greater than all those individual parts.
And another thing that we take for granted sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. You need overseeing, like our band director waving that baton and keeping us on time is what made the song work. And even in marching bands today, if you're a college football fan and you got the guy out there leading the whole marching band standing on a ladder, right?
Right, exactly.
That's a conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we do in the financial industry. You know, one of the things that we hear from our clients all the time is that, Mark, the coaching that you all do, we appreciate it. Now, when we talk about coaching, we're talking about education. We're talking about explaining what and why and, you know, what's going on with the markets, but why we recommend what we recommend. Why we recommend this particular strategy for our retirement and that kind of strategy. What is the purpose? Not just put me a plan together, but we go a step further and we explain why. But more importantly, we are here coaching you. You know, I had a couple that came in, Bill and Sarah, and I said, you know, it is so important, Bill, that we create cash flow and income for you. And we put together a diversified income strategy. I'm talking about different styles of investments, different sectors, different holdings that are creating income for them. And why is that important? Because they all don't create income at the same time or the same way. It's not about just putting all your money in bonds. Matter of fact, bonds right now have its own set of risk. Every time Janet Yellen raises interest rate, you could lose money in your bonds. So you don't want that kind of risk because
no.
It takes too long for bonds to make it back up. You need to have diversified income strategies. So we talk about different kinds of sectors that are paying income and how do we create that income, not only, you know, when you first retire, but make sure that income is continuing to come in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, a lifetime worth of income. And we put all of this together along with your Social Security. And if you're blessed enough to have a pension, and we put all that into our strategy and we say, okay, based on what your budget is, based on what your expenses are, you're in good shape. And we factor in inflation in there. Or maybe we have to say, you're not in good shape. We need to tweak this. We need to work on this. You might need that coaching. But it's more than just putting a plan together. It's also someone who's going to sit down with you regularly and review the plan and make sure that you're right on, you're staying on track. You know, I know when my grandbabies go to the bowling alley, they put up those gutter guards, you know? So they roll the ball down there, and it's bouncing back and forth from each gutter. And then finally it hits the pins, mm-hmm. and they go, ooh, ah, and they jump up and down. They clap their hand. They're happy.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for those gutter guards going down the bowling alley, you know, every ball they threw could have been a gutter ball, right?
Right, exactly.
That's what coaching does. We keep you in the lane. We keep you in the fairway if you're a golfer. And you need to make sure that your plan is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And that's what we can do for you, but you've got to act. You've got to be willing to pick up the phone and see where you're at. Do you have enough money? Are you diversified? Are you in tune like a symphony? You got to make sure you've got all of your I's dotted and all of your T's crossed. So, Ron, tell the folks what they need to do to make sure that happens.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Well, we're cruising along nicely here today on the Financial Symphony. Thanks for sticking around with us. Mark Killian back here along with Dan DiVerna, and we have a special guest here on our Community Connection. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to you, Dan, and let you interview our guest.
So I'm here with Tony Belloncini, who is one of the owners of SWIG. And Tony, let's start by, did I say your name right?
Yeah, Tony Belloncini.
Awesome, fantastic. So I know Tony pretty well. We're actually pretty good friends. But when we are thinking about reaching out to people and getting people from our community involved a little bit in this little segment that we've been doing for most of this year, Tony's name came to mind because he's always kind of got something going. And SWIG is in Perrysburg. And Tony, if you wouldn't mind, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you and maybe a little bit of Swig and where that conceptually, where it was inspired from?
Okay, well, you know, my name's Tony Bilancini. Originally, I'm from Vermilion, Ohio, a small little town up on the lake. What brought me out this way, went to Bowling Green State University, never left the area. Moved out to Hawaii for a while, where I was a food and beverage director at a resort. Came back here to visit and decided to go into business with an old friend of mine. And what we had originally thought of was we were going to open a little neighborhood corner bar. And out of this this restaurant pub, we were going to do catering out the back end. Well, while we're sitting around trying to think of a name, trying to think of a concept just so, you know, it would float in our community, came to mind that, well, heck, if I'm going to be doing all this catering, well, why not, you know, start making the food by hand? Well, he looked at me and, well, I at him, and we came up with the concept of, well, what would be kind of cool is instead of using these pre-made hot dogs and sausages and burgers and all that, let's make them by hand. Well, ta-da. We started literally twisting hot dogs, making our own hot dogs, making our own meats, ham, bacon, you name it. So we opened up a charcuterie. Well, before it was even open, we came to the problem. What are we going to call this place? As any place, you're sitting around about 8 months beforehand, and I'm having a cocktail in the place, and it's dark, and we're looking around, trying to figure out things and where to put things. And he looked over and asked for another swig. And it was one of those moments, serendipity kicks in, and you looked at each other, and we were like, oh, my gosh, that's the name of the place, Swig. This is what we're going to do. And at that point, there was no such thing as hardcore gastropubs in pretty much all Northwest Ohio. And little did we know that we were about a good year ahead of that big gastropub phenomenon that hit America. And so, you know, did we ride that wave? Yes, for all it was worth. And so we're still around 9 years later, and this will be our 9th year. And still doing what we do.
That's I've never heard that story before. That's a pretty good one. There's definitely a twist on what you would call like maybe normal bar food. Mm-hmm. Like everything that you have has got that little twist to it. Like, could you speak to where those little twists or turns come from?
Well, what it is I always wanted to keep our food accessible to the public, but I didn't want to do the run-of-the-mill. You know, frozen mozzarella sticks or pre-cooked, you know, breaded weird wings or, you know, whatever it is. So we decided to go the path of taking all the comfort foods that you either grew up with or that you associate with pub grub and bring them into our century. That being said, we try to keep everything local, of course, grass-fed, organic, stuff like that. But here's the hard part is, obviously, every single thing we do, we're not even going to try to beat on our chest and say every single thing's organic. No, it's not. It's kind of hard to have, you know, fried cheese that I ran down the road and bought off the farmer. So, no. But for the most part, we do hand grind and hand make, for instance, our hot dogs. There's no weird fillers. It's meat, seasonings, casing, period. You know, you don't have to be spooked out by any of that. And the reason we went this route is growing up, I had a beautiful hometown, but, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money. It's not a cry story, but it's one where, you know, a single mom makes, you know, you have roast or you have your hot dogs or you have what have you. So growing up, you know, and getting into college and then after college, you know, I was, you know, eating better. I was doing, you know, more things in the culinary world. And I stopped and I realized, I was just like, yeah, but all these comfort foods, all the stuff I miss – isn't good for me. Is there a way that I can take this and make
story,
it at least halfway good for
all
us?
All of our lives, they
exactly. And so that's what we do. That's what gives us that little twist. That and travel and history. If you look at things, combining certain ingredients. For instance, I was driving along today, and this weekend I'm going to go and I'm going to make ramen because ramen is the big rave right now. And instead of having, you know, your normal ginger broths and the sliced meats and what have you on there, I think I'm going to add some Moroccan spice and throw lamb in there. I think that'd be kind of fun. Why? Well, why not? That's our whole thing is why not? Why can't you do it?
You've got some pretty interesting things on the menu. Like, what would you say is the most interesting to you of all the combinations? Because there's quite a few like that just jump off. Just for me, like I go there all the time and people say like, what's good here? And I'm like, it's got the best grilled cheese sandwich there. Like they're my favorite wings locally. Like there's actually, if you want to eat a salad, like that, you know, and I just kind of ramble, but being the guy that kind of was back there, back in the throwing it all together, like what would you say is your favorite and why?
My favorite, man, that'd be like asking what, you know, which child of yours is your favorite.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. I'm a huge, I love Italian sausages. We're really, really known for our duck Reuben. We corn our duck breasts, you know, make our own slaw, the breads, the, all that stuff. And that's a real nice one. Is that my favorite? No. And here it is. Here's the jaw dropper. Mine is the most simple food on the menu. It's my wings. Our secret is we fry our chicken wings in a combination of vegetable oil and beef fat, tallow. It gives you this unctuousness that you can't really get anywhere else. That, and we make our hot sauce from scratch. I don't mean we just add some stuff to hot sauce. We take peppers, we take vinegar, we macerate the peppers, we put it through a juicer, and we make the hot sauce. So it's none of the, oh, we got the best wings ever, we use this and this. No, we pretty short of raising the chickens. We make it from the bottom up.
That's pretty awesome. Now, you were also, and you mentioned this a little bit, but you were at the front end of kind of the beer, craft beers. And, I mean, you guys always have an awesome selection of beers, awesome selection of, like, whiskeys and bourbons and all that. Like, was that always part of the plan?
No. Originally, when we first started, my business partner and I actually bumped heads on that. He wanted to, you know, keep – you know, the familiarity of common domestic beers. And on my side, it was, well, if we're already making, you know, these hot dogs and burgers, everything else by hand, why wouldn't we carry craft beer to go along with it? And he agreed with me. And so from there, we've gotten actually awards on, you know, us carrying the selections we do, actually brewing beer. That's our next phase is we've started actually brewing beer, and now we're going through a third party, and we'll have our beer on tap here within the next month and a half.
Wow.
Yep.
That's an awesome one. So like that kind of leads me into, I mean, anything new and exciting. And I have kind of one thing in my back pocket, cause I've used, Tony and Swig for this already, but you guys do quite a catering business, actually.
Absolutely. That's actually almost a third of our business. We do a crazy amount of catering every year. Anywhere parties up to 1,500, all the way down to 20 people, you know, little private dinners. Also, we just don't do your hot dogs and sandwiches and wings and stuff. We do super gore. I went to culinary art school. So, I mean, we are able to, you know, flambé if you want to do something like that, you know, tenderloins, wild game, and, you know, sauces, you know, you name it, we can do it. So the catering, therefore, we've touched on a lot of different demographics, a lot of different needs, a lot of different dietary needs. And we go as far east as around Fremont, about far west as we go out to Defiance. And, you know, as long as it logistically makes sense, and financially makes sense, you know, we're willing to go where we're needed. But yeah, it's, and our catering business hasn't stopped.
Awesome. Good, good. Well, Tony, if there's anything else you want to throw out to the crowds here today, there's so many people listening to us, you know, maybe end with that. And if there's anything new or exciting or anything we should be looking for that's coming up on the menu or in your world.
Yeah, we got a couple new menu items coming out here, actually this week. Stop in, check out what they are. Also, we have April 20th. We have a Girl Scout cookie tap takeover where we've partnered up with Maumee Bay Brewing Company. They've taken Girl Scout cookies and matched up with special brews of beer. So I'm going to have a special menu out for that. It's on April 20th, 420. So please, come on out and, have some cookies and beer. And, also on May 6th, we're going to have, Big Brew Day is American Home Brewers Association is actually going to be having a brew day here at Swig. So we'll be brewing beer. I think I'm going to have a little brew party out there. We're trying to get the alleyway so we can actually throw down and have a good old hoedown.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Tony, thanks for taking time today. We appreciate you coming in and keeping us abreast of all the things going on with Swig and locally.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, folks, that is our community connection this week right here on the Financial Symphony. Now that Dan and Tony have successfully made me hungry, we'll have to wrap this show up so that we can go on and have some lunch. But, folks, if you've enjoyed what you've heard today and you'd like to reach out to Dan and the team, and, of course, we want to thank Rob Davis for being on the show as well, make sure you go ahead and give them a call at 800-373-9715. That's a talk with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. Anytime you can call 800-373-9715. It's a great opportunity to just get on the calendar, come in, sit down, see what these guys do. So many things they can help you with when it comes to retirement and financial planning, but they can't do any of it if they don't get a chance to know you. So go ahead and give a call, get on the calendar, and come in and see the team. 800-373-9715. Of course, we're talking to retirees and pre-retirees. This is a great chance to make sure you're headed in the right financial direction. Creative Financial Partners can certainly help you do that. Dan, thanks so much for being on the show.